Hey, what's up? It's Josh Saharia. I play Young Butcher and the Boys, Leo el Magnifico and Ghost Rider, and this is Young Entertainment Magazine. So, what was it like for you working on The Boys and Superman and Lois? Incredible. I am just the biggest superhero fan. And really to be able to work on two incredible superhero shows was just a dream come true, and I'm incredibly humbled and incredibly thankful to be a part of those two incredible shows. So playing the younger version of both The Boys and Superman and Lois, did you get to speak to Carl Urban and or Tyler Hoechlin about playing their younger selves, or did you mostly come up with the character on your own? I did. So starting off with Carl, it was great to work with Carl because, you know, just to have the adult version of Butcher there was just incredible. And to be able to work with an actor of Carl's caliber was great. Yeah, he gave me advice on set when it came to, oh, maybe Butcher would say it like this. And also really when it came to his mindset, Butcher's mindset when it came to his relationship with his brother Lenny and his father. And also with the accent as well, the Cockney accent. And yeah, I also spoke with Tyler Hoechlin, although it was brief. He was super kind, super welcoming, and just an incredible guy on set. So what was your favorite thing about playing teenage Clark Kent? I feel like everyone wants to be Superman, and here you are actually getting to be him. I'm a massive fan of Superman, and like I said, a massive fan of superheroes. So you just can't imagine the excitement and just the joy that I had when I heard and I got the call that I booked teenage Clark Kent. You know, he's such an iconic character, and I just felt extremely thankful and humbled to be able to be a part of an incredible show like Superman and Lois. Was there anything you learned in terms of your acting, either by playing these roles or watching some of your older castmates? I always learn being on set. When it comes to just any of my castmates, older or the same age or even younger, everybody has their own way of getting into character, and I find that super interesting and super, super engaging, you know. And I think being on set is such an incredible, welcoming environment. It's a sensation unlike any other. And yeah, I've learned from so many different castmates and from directors, producers, writers. I always try to learn as much as I can. Also when reading the script as well, really being able to dissect the script, those character arcs, all of that I find super interesting and super engaging and exciting for me as an actor. All right, so what was the most challenging part for you with either one of these projects, and how did you overcome it? I think it's really interesting because when it comes to these projects, it's also about getting into character. And when it comes to acting, you have to learn many different skill sets. For The Boys, I had to do lots of stunts when it came to jumping around, punching, getting punched. And that was really physically demanding, but there was also really emotional scenes, such as Butcher's father's abuse towards him. Which were just really emotional, and I really had to get into that mindset and really get into character when it came to those scenes with such a sensitive topic like that. I remember being on set for a scene where I was where I had a stapler and I beat up my headmaster, and we filmed that all day, and I'm yelling and I'm screaming, right? And then at the very end of the day, people were like, "Wow, that was a great job. Did a great job." And my voice was just gone. My voice was just like done for the day. I was like, thank you. Because I was yelling all day, jumping. And when we got back to, when we got back, me and my dad, my dad was like, "Hey, why don't we go out and we like eat at a restaurant or something just to celebrate you filming?" And I was just done. I laid on the bed and I was like, "No, I'm gonna stay here." yeah. So what's been your favorite part of the acting experience so far? Everything. I love being on set. I love filming. I love getting into character. Those are all things that are extremely exciting for me. You know, I do have to give a special shout out to the very first time I was on set because it was just a feeling, just a sensation unlike any other. It's a sensation I can't really explain. And that's when I realized this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Okay. So I see you're currently in a show on Apple TV Plus called Ghost Rider. What is your role and can you talk to us about what the project is about? Yeah, so Ghost Rider is about a ghost who basically grabs these book characters, takes them out of their book and brings them into the real world to help solve a mystery. And in the show, I play Leo el Magnifico, who is this worldwide famous magician from the book Leo el Magnifico by Pablo Cartaya. And he gets sucked out of his book and transported into the real world to help solve a mystery. Have you seen any difference in working with Prime Video, CW TV, and Apple TV Plus? No, not really. I mean, yes, they are all different production companies, but all of them have been super professional. The communication has been super clear. They were super welcoming when I got to set. They've just all been incredible and really easy to work with. And they've just all been great. Okay. I see that each episode of Ghost Rider is grouped around literature. Did you chat with the authors about your role in each episode? Yeah. So I talked with Pablo Cartaya to really be able to understand Leo and what makes him tick and really the character arc that he goes through throughout the show. I also talked with our director, Luke Matheny, and you know, we really worked really, it was a really collaborative process to be able to bring Leo to life in the most authentic way possible, where we could really root for the character and show him in a way where he can change as a person and really go through that incredible character arc that he goes through in the show. Okay, so do you have a favorite episode from Ghost Rider, and what is your favorite episode? Well, I mean, obviously I have a bit of a bias because I am one of the book characters in the show, but I would have to go with Ralph the Mouse. I think Ralph the Mouse was incredibly well realized. Jay did an amazing job voicing him, and you know, the character was funny. The visual effects were just spot on. The you know, he was super, like, the mouse was really cute and cuddly, and you know, just, I think, a really lovable character, and we really get to grow to care for him throughout the show. So I have to go with Ralph the Mouse. Okay, so I see you have an upcoming project called Grendel. What's that about? Have you filmed anything for it yet? It looks like a big project. Are you excited? Oh, you bet I'm excited. So yeah, Grendel is based off of the acclaimed comic books of the same name, and it has a super interesting concept. It's about this really acclaimed fencer who loses his love, and basically he joins the criminal underworld to get revenge. But once he's there, he realizes, why beat him when I can join him? And I think it's just a super exciting project. Yes, I am done filming the project, and I just cannot wait for people and for fans all around the world to check out the show. All right, so do you have a favorite costume from any of your projects, and did you keep anything? Yeah, so a favorite costume, I have to give a shout out to two. First off, Leo el Magnifico for Ghost Rider. You know, that was just so cool to be able to wear this really Hispanically inspired outfit, this suit, and you know, it really shows off Leo's Latino heritage. And I think it was really cool, you know, they made that suit for me. And when you really look at the Leo from the book alongside, you know, what I'm wearing in the show, you know, we look so much alike, right? And it was really cool to just be a part of that process for them to do all the fittings and all that stuff. And eventually when I got to wear the full costume with the shoes and the slicked back hair and the blue suit, it was just so exciting, and it also helped for me to get into character. And secondly, I have to talk about this project I did, this Disney Channel original film, Under Wraps. In Under Wraps, I wear a costume where it's basically a massive cereal bowl and a knife, and it's like I'm a cereal killer, right? Because I'm wearing this massive cereal bowl and this knife. So I thought that was really funny. It was really cool to wear this really big cereal outfit. And, you know, the movie is Halloween themed. And so, you know, everybody was wearing costumes. So it was really cool. All of us were dressed up. We were laughing. We were fun. And there's just so many awesome memories from that production. Based off of your experience so far, if there was one thing you wish you knew before you started acting, what would it be? I think it would have to be, first off, really good question. I think it would have to be probably that the industry, you know, that acting is hard, you know, and you need a lot of dedication for acting, you know, and at the end of the day, you're gonna get a bunch of yeses and a bunch of noes. And you have to learn how to handle that, because at the end of the day, it's also a mental game as well. And you know, it's about really never giving up. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're really passionate about something and that's your dream, you should absolutely go for it. And follow your dreams. This was so much fun. Thank you. And don't forget to subscribe to Young Entertainment Magazine.